Wow, 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 wow.
Normally I'm complaining that I'm too low, but I think too loud today. I think I'm a little loud.
Is that a candy cane in your pants, or are you just happy to see me? What's going on here, buddy?
Oh. It's Thursday night. Steel Belted Free Range Radio. Normally we're here at 6:30, but today, you know, being a holiday and such, we're coming in a little early.
Is it a holiday?
Yep.
For teachers, I guess it is.
Something sounds a little weird, eh?
It sounds echoey.
Yeah.
I thought it was my new headphones. Wah, wah, wah,
wah. You got new headphones?
I did.
No. Your own personals?
I don't know what that is. Maybe.
It's kind of freaking me out, actually.
Maybe there's an engineer in the building that can.
Hello. Check.
That's a little gooder. What'd you do there?
I just turned these knobs.
Oh, that's more better. Nice. You're like, we're going to have to give you extra money now.
Keep talking.
Uh-oh. Do you hear that echo? I hear maybe, that like a...
Maybe did we turn up the radio too loud in the lobby?
Oh, I bet you that's it.
We're doing the show from the Bat Cave tonight.
It's a good thing we got this extra half an hour to work the bugs out of the system. It's kind of embarrassing. Yeah, so we're your Steel Belted Crew. I'm Jeff.
I'm KK.
T-Bar.
Yeah, and we're gonna hang out for as long as they'll have us, or until we get bored and decide to go over to the High and Lonesome Club. But we're gonna play some of our best and worst of the year, and I got some doozies.
I got a couple.
Oh, I got some doozies.
See, I have the guilt trip thing about playing worst of the year.
That's good. Then you can balance us out.
What if they're listening? Is what you're trying to say?
It's not like we podcast this and they can get the show later. Oh, wait a second.
Yeah, they can.
Like, can I run the disclaimer that, you know, the following is opinions of the host alone and not of the station.
I stand by my statement that some people just need somebody to tell them that they're not good and they should quit.
Right.
Some people just need to know that. And the people that I have in my bag today, they need to know that real soon so that they stop sending out CDs and embarrassing themselves. So we'll hear those later on. But I think we'll play some good stuff for a while until the kids are in bed.
And then we can roll out the...
Yeah. We may have some guests a little bit later on.
No.
Yeah, our friends Amanda and Jules might stop by.
Cool, very cool. Maybe they'll bring us something. Maybe if they're
brought us something. They brought us that right there.
Well, maybe they could bring us like music too.
Yeah, you never know.
I've got nothing in my sock.
And if anybody else wants to drop by, don't tell security, but let's see what we can do if you give us a call here, 269-8636, 269-UMFM.
And, you know.
Is it going to be okay?
Is it okay? Mine are okay now.
Yeah.
Except for that echoing okay. My ears. But that could be the rum talking still.
Why don't we play something from the best of 2007?
Yes.
From the early part of 2007.
The early part.
You don't even remember the early.
No, I don't remember.
This was released in January. Local band.
Really? Oh, okay. Yeah.
The Western States.
At okay. the CD release party / bake sale, which you guys missed out on.
Absolutely. No, I brought you some baking.
It was a great
that.
Show, but the baking was stellar.
Yeah. Well, I brought some baking.
It took it from a great show to a stellar show.
With anytime, the baking.
I'm telling you.
With the Nanaimo bars kicked gimmick. It up.
Mama Buchanan's butter tarts and squares and cookies and stuff.
In the name of the baby Jesus.
It was a good time there at the West End on January the 26th, I believe. UMFM presented this, and I was there.
So we're going to hear a couple from their...
The same two that I always play? Yeah.
Well, it's the best ones.
The best two.
Yeah.
Oh, and somebody tell Richard Simmons it's time to get off Santa's lap now. So
here's Belmont on Steel Belted Radio. Any minute now.
Yeah,
I brought it's you. Coming.
Swells the mountain valleys, it reflects all the sunlight and radiates a tree. And And I see every slow step, I touch every daydream, magnifies the frozen breath. But we sit and watch cars scream down the repaired highway that leads us to a better place. No one stays here anyway, it's just an empty space. Folks split to try and get a fresh start. Removed ourselves from every dream. They held us to the hardest part. Now that we were older, we didn't have the empty hope. City's getting smaller and the water feels colder. And every year around this time, I wonder what you're up to. If you're still in Vailmont, seeing folks you used to. I would try to think back to those boring weekdays. School lit out early, and we fumbled through the haze. On your front step, couldn't keep my eyes away. I never really mentioned all the things that I could have said, but that's all in the past now, and a daydream fills my head.
Time to
on my own mind in itself, and I found that I can't leave. I can't walk away, and I hate this town so much. I listen when you say there are things that we can't touch. Choice that we had made turned out wrong, and now that I can see the best of you, I have learned we had always been the same in my view.
Sun in an empty room. Sun in Arkansas, my head hurts. I love to stick around and maybe make it worse. And I got a girl down in Henrietta, and her love's like tornado weather. It's girls like this that keep me trying. She goes off like an air raid siren. I come in clean, leave torn apart, bad liver and a broken heart. Any summer, Oklahoma sunset. Nicer place, I haven't been there yet. Standing out in front of the blue door, too tired for sleep, too drunk for more. It's nights like these that keep me trying. Who always knows when her man is lying? It ain't me, I'm just playing a part. Bad liver and a broken heart. Get old before I'm good at this. Who's the president? What year is it? Does anybody speak about the truth anymore? Maybe that's what songs are for. I'm on fire. In this line of work, no one retires. You come in clean, leave torn apart. Bad liver and a broken heart. Bad liver and a broken heart. A bad liver and a broken heart.
Podium under my feet, poker straight and squeaky clean. I feel a podium.
Our good friends Nathan from one of my favorite records of the year. Hopefully we can agree on that. Key Principles, a fine, fine, fine record.
Made mine.
And, you know, I was just reading in the tab today, the the New Year's Eve section. Did you peruse that at all, KK?
I did. The
New Year's Eve section?
I don't get the paper.
Well, you look at it online, though. Although if you weren't working, you probably didn't have time to waste. She only does that when she's on taxpayer dollars. I don't want to read the paper in my own time.
Yeah,
they have the rundown of the New Year's Eve things. And, you know, we've been talking about New Year's. Nathan's playing New Year's Eve at the Westminster Church.
Right.
And we were wondering about the details.
Apparently
it's some kind of hippie peace and love kind of a festival.
Right up my alley.
Yeah, it's free.
What?
It's free. You get the tickets at the Assiniboine Credit Union. You go down there, you get a free ticket, and then you go down to see them. And it's Nathan and a whole bunch of other weird stuff. Like the RWB is there, and there's like classical music and all kinds of weird things. And Nathan.
And Nathan. They threw Nathan in.
So I don't know. When I thought it was a Nathan show, I was all gung-ho, and I thought, yeah, I'm spending New Year's Eve with Nathan. But now I'm not so sure. I'll have to do some more
research.
I'll have to email Devin and see what time I can sneak in and out.
See, they didn't mention that in the other paper. No mention of them at all.
Kind of missed that. So I don't know. So I'm still open to suggestions if anybody's got anybody wants to hang with me on New Year's Eve.
Why don't you come and work at the airport with me? Be fun, eh?
On New Year's Eve?
Yeah, New Year's Day.
Sure.
Okay.
Think I can pass security?
Sure.
I've got a passport now.
I got like super sensory nose today. Did you eat a butter tart? Because I can smell it.
You are on the ball.
I can smell it.
Well, she could smell these jujubes through the plastic dish.
From
and
three
now
rooms
she can
over.
Smell a butter tart that I ate a half an hour ago. That's amazing.
I got the nose for the Christmas food.
Oh, did I eat a lot of Christmas food? It was like, man.
I didn't get a lot of Christmas treats, though, this year.
No?
Like chocolates. But
I've got a lot of chocolate oranges. I should have brought one.
Oh, the Terry's chocolate orange.
Everybody knows how much I love the Terry's chocolate orange, so everybody gets me one now,
yeah,
which is great.
I love that, too.
Because now I got enough to last me through the year.
I ate anything that moved.
I got to disagree. Orange and chocolate?
Oh, come on, KK.
No. You don't like that?
Oh, no. My God.
They have another flavor, though, now. Terry's
yeah,
chocolate.
Well, I got one in my purse. It's the mint.
Oh, there you go.
The dark one. Oh, I'm telling you.
How is it?
Love the dark one.
And they have a white chocolate orange. But
yeah, I haven't tried that yet.
That sounds good.
I just remember my aunt I've told this story 1,000 times. She used to make chocolate chip cookies, but the chips were orange chocolate chips. And disappointed
me.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
What's her number?
It's Auntie Myrna.
Get her to send some over.
All right. I'll ask for the rest.
Auntie Myrna, hook us up. We're at the third floor University Center. We're here for 4 hours, for God's sake. You can bake them up and get them over here in that amount of time.
I had an uncle that used to bake brownies. But he's in jail. He's in prison now.
We can't eat those on the air.
His baking skills are, you know.
So thanks to Corky for our website.
Looking good there.
She put all
Got the dancing elves on there?
I think
they
are. Yes,
they are. You gotta go to the website, steelboattheradio.com, and check out the dancing elves.
Look at my top 10 list. It's about 9.
I know. You listed the top of everything. Like, you didn't have to list, like...
And did you know that they put that on the UMFM site?
They did.
The whole thing.
Come on.
I'm not kidding.
There's like 92 categories there. You listed every album that came out this year under some category.
I did mean to do that, but I didn't...
Ridiculous. It's a little overkill.
So I was just comparing to see what was on all of our lists.
I haven't looked at yours yet, KK.
KK had a surprise in there. She put Joe Purdy on, something, which would have made
mine. Besides Brandi Carlile?
So, okay. In my defense, both of you have Brandi Carlile.
I know, but only because you've rammed it down our throats over the past 6 months.
We all have Nathan, Key Principles. We all have Really Bent, Buckles and Boots.
Yeah.
We all have Steve Earle, Washington Square.
You got it. That's good.
And we all have Jim Bryson.
Really?
No.
Yes? Oh, no, not Terry?
What? You don't have Jim Bryson on one of your 25 lists?
You're right. Seriously. I thought Terry did. I thought this was Terry's.
Sorry, I didn't have Jim. But.
Yeah.
But you know what? Compare 30 songs and only 3 overlap. That's not bad.
Yeah.
And there's actually an album on my list that I don't own.
What's that?
The Teddy Thompson one.
Oh, do you want mine? I don't like it.
What?
You don't like it?
The cover CD?
Oh, I love that CD.
I could live without it.
Really?
Oh, I have it on my iPod. You must have sent it to me or something.
It's okay, but yeah.
Anyways, check out our top 10 list at steelbeltonradio.com.
I don't think we ever went down the list there, KK, of what we just played.
Oh.
Did you want to do that?
It was my favorite songs from local bands.
From local bands. Okay.
That's a good category.
Is Kara Left on there?
No.
Oh.
It's not
any
all
four choices on there?
You know what? It's not all my favorite songs. It's just 5 that I had time for. So we heard Scarecrow Nathan from Key Principles, Scott Nolan, Bad Liver, and A Broken Heart off his latest record called...
Oh, I love that record. Receiver Reflector. Produced by Gurf Murlux, for goodness sake.
Weaker Than, Sun in an Empty Room.
Now, I mean, we all went to... you didn't go see them on the weekend because you're a schmuck, but... we went to see them at the Big Walker Theater, and they were fantastic. And Jim Bryson, like, how did they do that song before without Jim Bryson? Doing the little...
With the Hobotron?
You know that little thing? The little... Not the circus theme, but the other one. You know that little bit? How did they do that without Jim Bryson? Jim Bryson's a freaking genius.
Maybe
I love
Jason
Jim Bryson.
Tate did it.
Come on.
I don't know.
No.
They were good.
Tate's
full house?
Not doing that.
Was it a full house?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Jam-packed. Good times. And I'm telling you know, I've seen the Weaker Thans 12 times, same show every time. Adding Jim Bryson, though, that was a smart, smart move. They should sign him to a long-term deal, because that was hot. That made the show for me.
Yeah.
I thought Jim was stole the show. It was good. Enjoyed it.
We love Jim.
And we heard a couple from the Western States, Valmont and Rosalita.
His opening set was a little weird, though. You know, I love Jim Bryson, and I would never say a bad thing about him. He's brilliant. Love every one of his records. Super nice guy.
If he just went up there and sang, I don't think he would have won the crowd
over. Talked a lot.
But he talked, and I think that helped.
I don't know. I think it was kind of weird.
Helped what win is the crowd over or helped?
Yeah.
What is the thing with going from microphone to microphone all the time?
I think it's a shtick.
It's annoying. I didn't get it.
I laughed.
At the High and Lonesome Club, it was okay because the mics were right next to each other, so you could just kind of go over here. Over here. You know, he could just do that.
He would talk in a sentence and then switch microphones every 4 words. Yeah, but mid-sentence,
he would walk over and go to the other microphone, and then he'd walk back and use the other one. Whoa. It was a little weird.
I thought he was just trying to be clever.
Normally, I don't like Jim's pattern between songs. Normally, it kind of loses me. I like to see him perform without the gizmo.
Yeah, well, there was no Hobotron.
No.
No, but a great set and lots of great tunes. And then he got the band to come out and join him for a couple songs.
Really?
Ooh, doggy. That was good. Yep.
Was Christine
Fellows? She was there. She came out and sang with him, did she not?
Yeah, did a few tunes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, she did that Sarah Harmer song with The Weaker Thans, too.
Yes.
I can't remember what it's called. But
Benediction.
Love that song.
Is that it?
Sure.
I don't know.
Is it Benediction?
Right. Yeah, I think you're right.
I know so many Weaker Thans songs, I don't know the title of a single one.
No.
Especially, the obvious ones.
Especially after Left and Leaving. It's like,
yes,
you know, exactly. I love that song. What's it called? I have no idea.
Yeah.
I've started to learn a couple of them.
Like the boy with the cake in his hair. What's that song called?
That's Reconstruction Site.
No, it's not.
Yes.
It? Oh.
Perhaps the most brilliant song
I thought that ever. Was off Left and Leaving.
No, it's Reconstruction Site.
Yeah.
That is a good song.
So, yep. Dean's probably swearing at us. Stop talking already.
Dean loves to hear your voice, give me that.
That purr of yours.
You know Dean's loving it.
Dean called earlier to say, where's my CDs?
Yeah, kind of. I just haven't gotten around to it. But I'm going to, this weekend, I think. Soon. And I would do it on the way home, but I forgot the Swing Sonic one. I've got the other one here if he wants just that one, but I forgot the other one.
The Swing, yeah.
Took it out of my bag.
Whoops.
Yeah, but if anybody, by the way, it is after 6:30, so the show is officially started. By the way, you're listening to Steel Belt the Radio. Where have you been for the past half an hour? If anybody wants a copy of my Best of 2007 collection, they can just call us up here. It's a 4-CD affair this year. Not one, not two, but not three, but 4-CD affair. Although at least one of them is optional. You got 2 discs of my favorite songs of the year, most of which KK has already played. You got a CD of live on UMFM stuff, and I noticed that most of the live stuff happened on this show and not on Tell the Band to Go Home, actually. Yeah. So a lot of it you may have heard if you listen to this show regularly. And then lastly, there's the iPod/computer-friendly MP3 CD. Yeah. Which I think was a stroke of genius on my part.
It was, because a lot of that, you know.
But would not have been possible without KK, so it was kind of a team effort there.
I'm surprised you didn't ask me for, you know, to do any type of technical stuff.
Maybe next year. But if you want one of those, you don't have to win it, you don't have to buy it, you just call us up.
And it's great.
And if you want to come down and get one, I mean, we're here till 10 o'clock. Or
just
so.
Come to the front and wave, stand out.
Yeah, if you want to stand out there, make a snow angel and then we'll give you two.
We'll throw one down.
Yeah.
We're the only 3 people in the whole building.
That's right.
Which is kind of creepy because they can make movies about stuff like that. I know there's somebody in here like just hacking and
lurking around
and
the corner. Yeah.
So I was going to play a couple more because.
Sure, why not?
It's still my hour.
Absolutely.
Jeff and I are eating, so go ahead.
That's true. Hey, does anyone have a nutcracker?
Yeah, if anybody has a nutcracker, we got this great gift basket from Amanda
ex-wife.
Jules. Amanda Jules, if you're still coming down, bring us a nutcracker, for goodness sake. We got all these nuts and no cracker.
I was going to play a couple off my favorite live discs. One is so obvious, it's not even funny.
Let's see. Who could that be? Live at Easy Street Records, perhaps?
That's it.
Wow, how did I know?
And another one was a fella who was here in... I want to say March or April or February.
So he was here sometime in the early part of the year.
Sometime in 2000.
Josh Ritter.
Oh.
Yeah, you might be right, March.
He played live at Vicar Street, wherever that is.
That's in Ireland. He did. Isn't it? Ireland.
Yeah. Okay, so here's a couple live ones and then a couple else I feel
He's
like.
He's coming back too, March the 1st at the West End Cultural Center. And I'm telling you, get a ticket now because it's going to sell out. He was so good last time.
Brilliant.
Steel Belt the Radio.
Merry Christmas. You, that's not it. Try again. There you go. That's better.
My double clicking.
Fall apart again. Is that so?
It's hard to live the miles pass me by. Yellow lines blend together in my eyes. And when seasons change again, then I will soon. But I just want to be closer to you. I'm staring out at endless rows of green. There are miles ahead like I've never seen. Just when you think you had enough and your dreams come true, I just want to be closer to you. Oh, my mind wonders who all that I've been hiding from. I'll try not to let you down. And now I wonder if I've been doing something wrong. Tomorrow I'll be lying under you with a heart of gold and arms to fall into. I know that there might come a day when my life is through. I just want to be closer to you. Oh, my mind wonders who all that I've been hiding from. I'll try not to let you.
Both had dry spells. good man. Disappeared. Said I got run down by a bad, bad man. You're not a good shot, but I'm worse. Oh, there's so much where we ain't been yet. Swing up on this little horse. The only thing we'll hit is sunset. Baby, both had dry spells, hard times, bad. I'm a good man for ya. I'm a good man. Baby, both hands. Baby, both hands. You and I both hands.
I don't even think about you hardly anymore. I just thought I'd drop you a line, let you know I was doing fine. Well, it's been a long, long time since you walked out my door. It took me some time, I must confess. While there, I was feeling less than my best. Had to get out of town, so I headed out west. I ended up in Seattle. Thought I'd start me a brand new band. I thought I'd call it Lonely Land. But things got a little out of hand. I ended up hooked on heroin. So I ended up moving back over to Germany, living with my folks, bagging groceries. The time I had was mostly free, and I spent most of it drinking. Got myself in a jam on two. Guess that's what I had to do. Late at night I'd still think of you. It felt just like I was drowning. Until I met a girl at a discotheque. She was a dancer, but not what you'd expect. She taught ballet, she was half Czech, she was half Chinese. And after she decided she wasn't gonna have the baby, said she might move back to the mainland, maybe. But by then I didn't give a damn, I was half drunk, half crazy. I was arrested, but I was never convicted. Parents eventually had me evicted. I tried your number, had been disconnected. I guess I should have known. Heard you got married and you moved away.
I called your folks, but weather wouldn't say. Said it's probably better that way. So I let it be. I moved back to Austin about a year ago. I drive a school bus now and I don't drink no more. I go out every once in a while and I see a show, but most I just sit around and watch TV. So I don't know where I'm gonna send this letter. I doubt things ever gonna get much better. Seems like life's one big whatever. Anyway, just thought I'd drop you a line. Line say I was doing fine. It's been a long, long time since you walked out my door.
Thanks a lot, everyone. Thanks.
Yeah.
got chased by some bull makes you an honorary cowboy. Because you got chased by some bull makes you an honorary cowboy. Because you got chased by some bull makes you an honorary cowboy. Because you got chased by some bull makes you an honorary cowboy. If you're a lucky son, Canadian farm girl will drag you back to her place.
Here's a new song.
Hey, what's your number, Chicago? What time is it in Japan? I've got something to offer that's never been demand. Yeah, I've got something to say. That I know you'd rather ignore. I am the bastard of midnight. I might just sleep outside this door. Trouble keeps the bar lights on for the heartache. She says Sunset Boulevard will take me home. I just wanna scream. Oh. Thank you.
That is, and he pronounces his name Alex Deason.
Deason.
Yeah. Alex Deason from the Damwells with a song called Bastard of Midnight. Are you crunching a candy cane on the air?
I'm laughing at myself because I just threw a jujube in my mouth and realized it's not very smart. It probably wasn't a good idea.
Thanks to you, I joined the Facebook group. Damn, I like the Damwells or something like that. Isn't that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, KK. I saw on my wall that KK joined that group.
Your news feed.
Yeah, so now I've become one of those people.
Bands now on Facebook have like a, you can become a fan.
A fan.
Ooh.
Instead of a friend, you now can become a fan.
Now is my friend sort of dropping off the
MySpace?
Yeah, like or my what is no. that? That's MySpace not cool is that kind of over now and Facebook is in?
Yeah.
I don't know. I still like the MySpace. You know, you got the songs on there and stuff.
I think MySpace is good for music.
Yes. And I don't really care about anything else. So I don't. Yeah. I never go to Facebook. If you want to be my friend on Facebook, that's fine. I will never go there. I will never talk to you there. I don't want anything to do with it. I don't even know why I have one.
Why?
Because it's dumb. Listen, if I don't know you and well enough that you can email me directly, we're not friends. So I don't care about you.
I'm afraid of you, though. I do that. I just go.
You told me the other day, or a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, well, somebody that I hadn't talked to in a long time found me on the Facebook, and I was like, that was kind of cool, you know. But so what? Changed my life? No.
Okay.
Neat, but.
Well,
I'm gonna
send you something on Facebook then.
You're not on Facebook.
Or you don't think I'm hip enough to be on Facebook?
No, I don't.
Okay, so I'm not. I'll get KK to set me up on it, and then that'll be it.
I don't know. I mean, kudos to the people who do it, but I got no time in my life for that.
Well, I hear you.
You got jujube stuck in your teeth now, don't you? Yeah.
No.
Where's Amanda and Jules? I thought they were coming
That's
down
like
here.
That's like me.
We heard the Damwells. Oh, I put the Damwells, but it's actually Alex Deason, right?
Yeah.
I got to fix that on the
him.
Computer.
He'll forgive you. It's fine.
And before that, we heard N.Q. Arbuckle.
Oh.
Saskatoon.
I'm telling you, N.Q. Arbuckle is just the greatest there is. Yeah. And he's got a new record coming out earlier in the year. And I'm telling you, it's gonna be fantastic. And if somebody doesn't book N.Q. Arbuckle in town at the Folk Fest, West End, somewhere real soon, I'm just going to go out and do it myself.
Why don't we do it? Yeah. Why don't we become big promoters?
I don't care how much it costs me. I love the guy. I'll pay anything to go see him.
I'd go see him.
Let's just do it. What are you looking for?
Mark and Joseph got turned down again at the Folk Fest.
Bob? Well, you just had it.
Before that, we heard Bob Schneider from a new disc he released, a double disc called... I don't know what it's called.
It's that long name. Song Sung and Played with People in the Room.
Song Sung and Played at the same time with people in the room. Live at the Cactus Cafe. We heard 2002.
That was a good tune. I like that.
That's a good one.
Was that a good year?
2002?
I don't remember 2002.
We were just youngsters back then.
Back in the day.
Remember that?
And before that, we heard Josh Ritter, Good Man, from In the Dark.
And he is a good
Street.
Man, that Josh Ritter. He's a good man.
He certainly is. He's quite
nice
the
guy.
Charmer.
March the 1st, West End Cultural Center. It should be somewhere bigger because it's going to sell out. So get your tickets while you can. Because I'm telling you, if you don't go see Josh Ritter now... The guy's going to be headlining at the Walker Theater next time he plays here. Yeah. I'm telling you, the guy's going to explode.
He'll be like the Feist. She'll
fantastic.
Play at the,
Yeah, remember when we saw Feist with 60 people?
60 people.
And then the next time she was here, she was a big star?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to miss this.
That's what's going to happen.
That's it?
Uh-huh. Was that it for your live set? Your little live set?
Well, I did Brandi Carlile, but I introduced that before.
And you didn't even play any live on UMFM stuff?
That's for later.
I see. Okay.
We all got new stuff for Christmas? No?
No.
Oh, I did. I'm excited.
I got a couple. I got some movies.
Yeah, I like the movies too.
But we can't talk about movies because we got in trouble last time.
Oh, right. Somebody phoned in and gave us...
You weren't here.
Yeah. What happened?
Oh, we got off on a movie tangent. And we talked about 10 minutes about movies.
Who got mad?
Dean.
Dean got mad?
He didn't want...
He doesn't go to the movies?
Yeah.
I guess not.
Hmm. We don't want to get Dean mad.
We need to put some music on so we can get back into the goodie trade.
That's right, yeah. It's looking kind of lonely over there. If anybody wants to come and have some goodies, if you can bring a nutcracker, that'd be great.
Well, the chair works pretty good.
Crack him with a chair. But, and Jared, he's thinking of using your stapler next.
I haven't gone like more than 5 seconds without something in my yip.
This no, I've whole noticed Christmas that I've been actually.
Eating. Like I had to count the grandkids because I thought I might have eaten one because like I was like nonstop mowing through crap.
Let's play some commercials.
Oh, okay.
And we'll be back with more of the best and worst of Steel Bolted Radio.